You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
What is going on out there in the world of Facebook, YouTube? I know we're YouTube live right now. So, as you guys can see, you chime in. This is a live feed. As always, this is the Investor Show. This is your host, Prince Dykes, coming live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. And I just purchased a new, I'm shooting this off a new iPhone 10. So I'm going to see how this shows up, how this comes out, other good stuff. Shout out to all that Best Buy today. Bought this new phone. And I think his name was Will. Will sold me this phone. So Will, turn it in. Definitely give me a thumbs up. Give me 1 second. I got to grab my notes, and I'll be right back. You guys chime in, drop some questions. Give me 1 second. We're going to talk about the market crash and 7 ways to profit from it, as you can see in the description box. 1 second.
What up? What up? It's your boy, Vigo Saatchi. This is the Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
So I'm back. And so for the people that's catching this live, chime in. For the people that's catching this on the playback, thank you guys for tuning in. Drop questions and comments if you got them below. As always, I don't have a lot of time. I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. If you're tuning in later on, give it a thumbs up if you like the video or whatnot. So the first thing we're going to talk about the market crash, right? We have to be prepared for the market crash because we know the market crash is coming sooner or later. And by that being said, right now, this is the longest running bull market that we had. So if you know the market crash is coming, what are some ways you can profit from it? What are some ways you can get yourself ready for it, right? Right now, we're in very uncertain times. We're seeing a lot of volatility in the market. And when I say volatility, is we're seeing Dow Jones and the major indexes just jumping all over the place, right? On top of the major indexes jumping all over the place, the U.S. just launched airstrikes into Syria. So the U.S. and its allies just launched airstrikes into Syria. So that increased the uncertainty that we've already been facing. So today we're going to talk about what are some ways you can prepare yourself. Now, number one way you can prepare yourself inside your portfolio to profit from a down market is through something called inverse ETFs. Inverse ETFs, right? An inverse ETF, it goes up as something else goes down. For prime example, on the show we talked about how ETFs track something, right? And as that thing goes up, so does the ETF, right? The ETF is exchange-traded fund. So you also can short the market with an ETF. An ETF such as SH, that is Sierra Hotel. That is an inverse ETF. That as the market goes down, it goes up in value. So as the market is crashing, this thing goes up in value. And it does that because inside of that ETF, it has a lot of shorts, it has a lot of puts, it has a lot of different things, investment vehicles that increases it in value as the stock market goes down, right? So that's one way you can profit from a stock market crash. Hello, how is going there, Jay? What's that, Jay Stay Hip? What's going on? Appreciate it. Thank you guys for tuning in. The next way is bonds, right? Bonds. What do you mean? Bonds are good for, prime example, one of the, good evening. How is it going there? Darren Smith. Yeah, Darren Smith. Barely could read today, but I got you. But anyway, bonds. So for prime example, we know the market is going to slide, right? And when the market slides, the only thing that's going to go up is gold. Right. Usually your commodities probably will go up. Everything else is probably going to slide. And as gold and everything goes up and everything else is going down, if you know the market crash is going to come, where can you put your money to make it a safe haven? Not a safe haven, but to limit the risk of what you call it, to limit the risk of going down. Who is that? Lexley Williams. How's it going, Ms. Lexley Williams? Thanks for tuning in. But so for prime example, bonds is a good place to hide, not hide your money, but to put your money in a place to where it is gaining some interest without having the market risk. So people put your money into the bonds, right? So right now, if you have a portfolio that's doing very well, you can put some money off into bonds, right? Fixed income bonds or ETFs, right? Not long-term. You have to worry about interest rate, but you have ETFs out there that tracks long-term bonds that have a dividend about 3%. This is where people save them. So when the stock market crash happens, they can be able to go buy, right? So that's how bonds are used. Thanks for this info, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, definitely. Cindy Bivel, I think that's your name. Man, I got these crazy names on YouTube. I just can't just be random like John, Chris, Sarah, Larry. I know my name prints on weird too. But anyway, back to it. So bonds, right? So the thing about right now, your stocks are doing well. I don't care if you got Amazon, Google, whatever the case may be. When the next down market happens, I don't know what cryptocurrencies will do. Cryptocurrencies may soar due to cryptocurrencies may soar and go up in value just because of the uncertainty. People may run to something more certain, but we don't know what cryptocurrencies will do because cryptocurrencies have yet to face a bear market. So it may just get rained upon. So we don't know. So one of the ways bonds. Bonds is a great place to hide your money because when the market goes down, you need to be able to take advantage. And the only way you can take advantage is if you have some money to buy something. For prime example, right? At Walmart, they call you today and be like, everything is 99% off. If you don't have no money, the sale means doesn't make a difference for you, right? It's the same thing with you. If you have an index or you have a portfolio, the stock market crash happens tomorrow. Wes, what's your name? Yeah. This is my son. Come say hey, Wes.
That's you?
No, see? Say hey to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Say hey, everybody.
Hi. My friends are gone. Can you go get my friends? They're Wes, on the ground.
They're on the ground where, Wes?
Outside.
Outside? I don't think nobody's outside. All right, tell everybody, hey. So hey. You're playing with your flash. So I saw a little lightning flash going over. What you call it?
He can't hear me.
He can't hear you? No, this is not Randy. This is what you call it. This is, he says, hey, Wes, congrats on your books. What do you want to say to everybody? I want to say hey about your books.
Nobody can't say it.
Well, they can, you can't hear them, but they can see you, Wes. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
So let me finish up this.
Ty, my friend's coming.
What you doing? But let me finish up this show, then we'll talk, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Ooh! Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm going to take a picture.
You going to take a picture? Okay.
Yep. On myself.
All right. Uh-oh. Bless you, knocking my stuff down. My board's down and everything. So, all right. I'll be upstairs, okay?
Yeah, and I'll cool. take a picture of myself.
Okay. Okay, so that's Wes, everybody.
Cheese.
Okay, Wes, okay. Yeah. Can I finish? Yeah. No, can I finish?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Can I do this?
No, not now. Let me finish up my show. Can I finish up my show?
Yes.
Okay. I'll be upstairs, okay? Yeah. That's Wesley, everybody. Now, back to where I was. Bonds. Bonds are a great place to be able to put your money, to be able to take advantage of the stock market crash when it goes down, right? So, everybody's laughing. Oh, everybody's... Pleasant evening, Prince. Thanks for all you've done and currently do. We appreciate you. Email me at blahblah.com. When the time permits, I have something amazing I'd like to share with you. Okay, KG Black. What's that? I'm going to try to get back to your message, KG. What's that? Kim? You know, that's a great quote regarding the crash. It's time to graphics, but it makes sense. Okay, I'll try to get to it. Let me get back through it, right? So bonds is a great place to put your money. And bonds are a great place to, you know, the reason why is that you put your money in a place that you can profit in the future. Okay? Now, another thing is, if the market crashes, one of the best things you can have is cash, right? And what I mean by cash, I mean you need to be able to take advantage of the down market, right? So that's cash. You need to be able to have cash. So if but in a down market, people say cash is trash. The reason why people say cash is trash, because let's say the next market crash won't happen until another 3 years. If you have your markets, if you have your money sitting in cash due to inflation, you're losing money every year. So even though cash, you need it, You know, it's great to have in a down economy because you can go buy stuff, but it also can hurt you. It can hurt you because it's just sitting in cash. So another way to get around that, people look at bonds, right? That's why I kind of just said about bonds. But you need cash. Right now, like I said earlier, if everything goes on sale at Walmart and you don't have any money, then what good does it really do, right? And right now, you may have a portfolio that's doing very well, that has performed very well, but when the down economy comes, all that stuff is going to go down. You don't want to sell your stuff when it's going down. You want to hold on to it, let it collect dividends, all of the good stuff like that. But you need money to be able to take advantage. You need fresh money to be able to get into a bear market, right? So cash. Another one, dividends. Dividends is what I kind of alluded to earlier. So this is number four, right? So the first one was inverse ETFs. Second one was bonds. Third one was cash. The fourth one is dividends, right? Now, what do I mean by that with dividends? Let's say, for example, I own Apple. Apple pays 1.8% in dividends, or Verizon, it pays 4% in dividends. And it pays me quarterly. Say if I get dividends every quarter. What I can have those dividends do is when that stock goes down, those dividends are still being paid to me, right? But what I can do with those dividends, I can enroll them into the DRIP program. DRIP program is D-R-I-P, Dividend Reinvestment Plan. Dividend Reinvestment Plan. So as the stock is going down, I'm still collecting dividends. And when those dividends are coming in, they're buying me new shares at a lower price. For a prime example, Verizon pays about 4% in dividends, right? 4 to 5% in dividends. And right now it's trading at $48. If the market crashed tomorrow, and Verizon was to go down to $30 and I hold on to it, those dividends, instead of paying me, I'm getting shares for $30. So when the market returns, I'm able to get shares at a different, what you call it, rate. Just to compound your interest. Yep, DRIP. Yes, exactly. Compound interest is your friend. Most of us are on the wrong side of compound interest. If you saw my show last week, what I talked about when my buddy Jay was here, compound interest works against us because most of us have it on credit cards. This is a way to better get compounding interest onto your portfolio. So dividends is another way. Dividend paying stocks. Because like right now, let's say if I brought Bitcoin at $18,000. Right now it's trading at about, what, $7,000, $8,000? Now that it's down, I have to sit there and wait until it passes $18,000 to be profitable. But if I'm collecting dividends, I can collect dividends all the way to its way back up. You guys catch my drift on that? So dividends. Another way, number five is options. You can purchase puts, or you can sell calls. You can make bearish moves by buying puts, right? You can buy a stock and buy a put at the same time. They're all type of put strategy. The reason why I'm fond of, if you're going to get into derivatives, the reason I'm fond of option trading is if you're only going to lose, if you go buy a put contract today and the market just shoots up tomorrow, you just lose the money you invested. You can't lose more than what you invested with options. That's the thing that I like about it. Now, unless you get over there with selling and stuff like that, that's a different story. But if you purchase a put option, the most money you're going to lose is what you put in, right? But your upside is, you know, unlimited. Your upside is unlimited, but your potential losing is down, right? So, is the number six is shorts. You can short the market, right? By you shorting the market, this is what shorting means. So I know people say, some people may know what shorting is, some people may not know what shorting is. Shorting is when you're betting against the market, you're bearish. You think a price of something is going to go down. I can walk through, let's take a story of, let's say if someone had a pair of skates. I'm going to break down shorting for a second. Let's say if I went and brought a pair of skates for $30, right? I go to the market, I buy them for $30. Let's say if Larry comes along and says, hey, let me borrow your skates. I let him borrow my skates. And let's say he goes sell them to someone else for $20 or whatever the case may be, right? Or let's say he goes sell them to someone else and get $30. So Larry purchased my skates from me. He sold them to somebody else for $30, right? He collected $30. The person got their skates. Everybody's happy. I'm the only person who's out because I paid $30 for some skates. And Larry, he took them and sold them unbeknownst to me. In the real world, I'm the broker. You're the person shorting the stock, right? You get your money up front. Now, let's say those skates I brought for $30 are now clearance for $1. So Larry takes the $30 that he made. He go purchase them for a dollar. Returns me my skates, right? He just profited $29. That's the art of shorting, right? So you pretty much you're borrowing from the broker and you're selling to someone else. Jay Stay Hip sounds like selling options. Yes, same concept, but the only difference is Jay Stay Hip. When you short, your upside is unlimited, right? No, your upside is limited, but your downside is how much money. Let's take that scenario. Larry purchased my stock, sold them to someone else for $30. Let's say the value of those stocks, those skates go up to $1,000. Larry has to go buy those skates for $1,000 and return them to me. You guys catch that? So he can lose an unlimited amount of money when you're shorting. When you're selling your put options and things like that, 9 times out of 10, you're going to lose on what you're selling, right? But if you short something, your upside is the most money you can make is probably, what, 30 bucks or whatever, what you sold it for? But you can lose unlimited. Your downside is unlimited when you short something. That's very risky. That's why you have to be an expert level trader. You have to have option level 4. And then you got to go to special accounts because you want to make sure you're doing what you're doing, because you can end up owing somebody when you short a stock, right? You went off here, you purchased, like in that scenario, Larry brought my skates for $30 because he thinks the price is going to go down, right? Let's say the price doesn't go down. Let's say the price skyrockets from $30 to $200. What is he going to do now, right? And I still want my skates, but they're on the market for $200. He made dollars, but guess what? He has to come up with the money to be able to purchase those skates and return them back to me, right? That's what I mean by shorting. It's unlimited downside. You can lose an unlimited amount. Now, 7, we're going to go into recession-proof industries. Recession-proof, doesn't matter what's going on in the stock market, what's going on in the market, what is something that's recession-proof? What will people do regardless of what's going on in the economy? What would people have and they would continue to buy on a consistent basis in an economy? Boom, Peter Lee, he's right. Food. Food is one industry that is considered to be recession-proof. Regardless or not, my fat behind is going to eat. Right? Jay, stay here. Y'all going to eat regardless, right? People are going to eat. People are not. They may not eat as much or they may not eat as fancy, but people still will eat regardless, right? So, and I kind of put water together with it, right? Water, food and water, I kind of put together. People will drink water, they will eat. That's one industry. What is another thing people will do regardless of what's going on in the economy? Regardless, we see it all the time, right? Regardless of what's going on in the economy, you know, I go ahead and put it out there. You got to think about it. Gas, public transportation and gas, that is true to a extent, but people may think about it. When those gas prices went up, remember when those gas prices were like $4 a gallon or whatnot? People stopped giving a ride. People started walking. People started, you remember all those big SUVs? They declined big time. Nobody was buying those SUVs no more because the gas prices went up. All of a sudden, people was buying Ford Focuses, right? Porn. That is true. Richard, you are right. People, Pornhub will always be around. But another industry, regardless of what's going on, people will smoke cigarettes. And alcohol, Peter got it again. He got it again. Alcohol and cigarettes. People will buy alcohol. People will smoke cigarettes regardless of what's going on. Soap, deodorant, toiletries. Yeah, but I kind of put that in that food category because, you know, I'm thinking of Walmart, right? Pot, and people may not buy as much weed. I put that in the cigarettes category. People will smoke. People will smoke. People will drink regardless of what's going on in the economy, right? Now, the third thing, what's number 3? What is something that people would do or would have to do regardless of what's going on in the economy? I'm going to give it to you. The third industry that's considered recession-proof is pharmacy, pharmaceuticals, right? Don't smoke, don't drink. Yeah, it's pharmacy. Now, think about it. That's true. Another thing is real estate. People will always have a place to live. But the thing about it, people may not buy as many houses. Right now, construction companies, that's a leading indicator of what the economy is going. If the economy is doing bad, I may not think about buying that house. I may not buy that second house. I mean, if I'm not buying a house, that means a person can't sell it. If nobody's buying, no one is selling, that means the construction companies are going to cut back on what they're building because people are not buying because the economy is not great, right? So that's what you need to think. So that's why I look at that industry. Yeah, I'm always going to have a place to live, but I may cut back on it, or their business may not be thriving. I'm not going to continue to be buying. Most people are not going to continue to buy houses in a down economy, right? Because money may be tight to get. The bank's interest rates may be high. The banks may not be lending money. So it may be hard to get a loan. It may be hard to get a mortgage. So it may slow down the real estate industry. But even though people will still have a place to live, regardless. I don't care if cars start flying. Those cars are going to have to fly somewhere so people can get into a house. So people will always have a place to live. So I do agree with that, but that industry may cut back. You know, if I'm a real estate tycoon, I may cut back on my purchasing homes, right? Because homes are only good if somebody's buying, right? I could think my house is worth $1 million, but if people are only willing to pay $800,000 for it, guess what it's going to go for? $800,000, right? So pharmaceuticals, right? Pharmaceuticals, if people are going to buy their medicine regardless of what's going on in the economy. If I'm a cancer patient, if I have diabetes, if I got a medical issue, I will buy my pharmaceutical thing. If I got a cold, people will buy their pharmaceutical products, will always be there regardless, and it's considered recession-proof. So cigarettes and alcohol, food, and pharmaceuticals, regardless of what's going on in the economy, those industries will probably always be around, right? In a funeral home. Hospital and a funeral home will always be here, right? So those are the seven ways. Inverse ETFs, bonds, cash, dividends, options, short, and recession-proof industries. Now those are the seven things I just listed. Those are seven things that you can do. Inverse ETFs, put some money away in the bonds in a bull market. You can have some cash to the side so you can take advantage of the bull market. Have some money in bonds so you can liquidate those bonds, sell those bonds, take advantage of the market when it goes down. Then you can short. You can short for the market to go down, but that's very risky. Then you have recession-proof industries like, Walmart or food. I don't know who the big food industry is. Maybe you may do research on that. The food industry, cigarettes, people are going to smoke and drink, and people are going to take their medicine, right? People are not going to be like, man, I just lost my job. I don't know if I'm going to, get my cancer pills. No, people are going to take their medicine if they need it. Ralph Perez says, how about some 401k or annuities? Yes, 401k. If I had a 401k, depending on what age you are, one thing that I did was I took my 401k, and what I did, I put some of my money inside of bonds. You know, like we have an F bond, right? Active duty military people had an F bond, and the F bond is fixed income. So you take some of your money, you move it to the fixed income, right? Maybe 10%, depending on, I don't know, whatever you thinking, but somewhere between 10-15% of whatever I have in my account, let's move that to bonds, right? So if the market crashes that happen tomorrow, I can liquidate, sell those bonds, do an interfunds transfer, put them into the S&P 500, or to put them into the common stocks. Now, or put them into a very aggressive fund to take advantage of the slide in the market, right? The thing about it is we don't know when this is going to happen. Right, I wish I did. If I had a crystal ball to tell me what's going to happen, I would be a very wealthy man. But unfortunately, I didn't get blessed with that crystal ball, and I don't know anybody else that got blessed with it. But hey, the best way I can do is to prepare for it as a regular person. We got to look at the statistics, right? Yes, I can I'm putting myself in a situation to where I can profit regardless. All right, Raffle says also some people. Advice on buying farmland. One second before I get into farmland. Now, when the economy goes down, people are like, okay, so what do I buy when the economy is down? One of the major things you need to buy is the index. Dow Jones, maybe the NASDAQ, S&P 500, Dow Jones, or the NASDAQ. Those, either one of those, you need to be purchasing via, an ETF, right? For as far as I know right now, that's the lowest cost vehicle to be able to track the index. This is a way you can take advantage of the down market, right? The market is down because you go out there and start buying all these wicked stocks. Because you got to think about it. Look for companies that have a high debt to equity ratio. For a prime example, you may have a company like Amazon that's doing thriving right now, but how much is that growth is funded by debt, meaning credit cards, business loans? Because when the economy slows, you still owe those debt, right? You still owe that money to the company. You still have to pay back that debt. And if you can't afford your debt, this is when you can run into issues and things like that, right? So look at companies that have a low debt to equity ratio. Because you want a company, you know, that pretty much has little to no debt. Because when it's like Warren Buffett said, when the tides come in, but when the tides go out, you're gonna see who's not wearing underwear. If we all standing in the water on the beach, we all have our shirt off, you don't know who's in the water naked. But when the water runs out, you're gonna find out who's naked, right? Which book are you reading, Peter? Snowball by Warren Buffett? Amazon stock when it crashes. Exactly right. That's what Hello Demi says. So that's a great thing to do. Yes, see, I knew it, Peter. Snowball. Yeah, Warren Buffett's a great guy. And hopefully, guys, I'm gonna be here at Warren Buffett's meeting here in about 2-3 weeks. Hold on. I don't have my pass on me, but I got my passes in, so I'll be there. I will be at Berkshire. Exactly. Be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. Classic. I think that was said by Warren Buffett, right? So now you need to go buy the index. The next thing, you buy technology stocks. Technology stocks has the biggest thing to grow. Keep an internal scoreboard. That's true. Oh, you're going to stream it? Yes, I'm going to stream it. I'm going to be doing it. Ralphie, look up on the channel. I was there 2017. So I did a documentary of 2017 Warren Buffett's meeting. So I'm going to do that again this year. And every day that I'm there, I'm going to be here live. I'm going to be there for 3 or 4 days. And every day that I'm there in Omaha, I would do an interview. Or I would do a documentary of my stay there and what I saw, what I learned, who I met, things like that. And, you know, hopefully I could meet some cool people there, interview some cool people. I think that'd be great, right? So I'll be sitting there and I'll be in the audience for Warren Buffett. You know, Berkshire, they've been good to me last year and this year. I got invited to come back, so I think that's a great thing, and I look forward to it. So, and I'm going to take you guys with me. So you guys going to be there with me. I'm going to be giving you guys live updates. I'm going to do an overall documentary. Go back, search the channel, look at 2017, look at the 7-minute documentary that I did last year on Berkshire, Warren Buffett. So, yes, so I've been there. Okay. What's your net worth? I'm broke, man. That's why I've been. Why you think I'm doing all this reading? People ask me. Everybody was asking me, "Hey, what's your net worth?" Ralph says, "Damn, super nice. I hope you get that IRL set up for the Twitch, homie." Oh, you think I should do? I should go to Twitch. People have been saying that. Could you speculate why White Castle has yet to go public? I've always wondered this. When you go public as a company, you know, one day I have the dreams and aspirations to go public, and you know, I have some buddies on Wall Street and stuff like that. When a company goes public, you have a lot of regulations you must meet because now you are taking money from the public. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of fees that they have to pay. A lot more people they have to pay. A lot of legal allegations that they have to follow. So some companies don't go public. You know, Ralph, they have a full setup of people to stream. Like shoulder camera, using your mobile, etc. Yes, but actually inside of the meeting, I won't be streaming inside of the meeting because Yahoo Finance has exclusive rights to inside of the meeting. So they'll be streaming it, but I'll definitely be there. So the day before, I'll be there like 2 days before, and I'll be talking about what's going on. And when I get the second day, once I get out of the meeting, I'll talk about what I learned from the meeting, what I saw at the meeting. And the third day, the day after, as I'm going around Omaha, you know, I'll be at Rot's Steakhouse, the notorious Warren Buffett Steakhouse. I'll be there again this year. I'll be at Berkshire Friday. I'll be there that Saturday. And I'll be around that Sunday. So he said, yeah, man, like on the streets while you know, okay. While you walk and interview people. Yeah. They have a full setup for people to stream, like a shoulder cam. Oh, wow, that's cool. I've been looking into that. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that. And, you know, one of my buddies are coming with me, our executive producer, Chad. Maybe he's out there listening. He's going to be there. And we're gonna work it that way. Because last year I was doing like this. I was interviewing people like that. So hopefully, you know, Chad will be able to make that work out. Okay, while we're not in a recession yet, so many stores closing, down market, down goes Macy's, Best Buy, etc. People are working two or three jobs, doing unemployment numbers. No one has disposable income. We have all-time high debt. So while we're not in a recession, my thought process is appear, it just moves somewhere else. Why did Macy's close? Why did Macy's and all these other places downside, Sears close? You got to ask yourself, why did they close? And if they did close, what happened to all their customers, right? Where did their customers go? You know, oh, tired, try to link you the name, look for on Twitter, is Twitch staff. Wow, you got a whole, hey, Ralph, email me at askprince@royalfinancials.com. Look up the in the description box, it should be my email address, askprince@royalfinancials.com. Send me that info that you're telling me about Twitch and going live, all right? So I definitely look into that. You say, when all the fires in Cali, I thought we'll be increased volatility construction starts. Well, everything, let me see, yes, online shopping, right? So think about it. When all the people stopped going to Macy's, When everybody stopped going to Macy's, did they just go home and save their money? No. When people stopped going to Macy's, guess what they did? They went to Amazon. They went somewhere else. So money never disappears. It just moves somewhere else. Down goes Macy's and Sears. Up goes Amazon. Up go all these other retail companies or whatever the case may be. People just went somewhere else. They didn't just take their money and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to save today. I'm going to save tonight. No, they didn't. They took their money and they went somewhere else. So, and when that money went somewhere else, when that money goes somewhere else, when that money goes somewhere else, the other company thrives, right? Just because I spent my money, I may not have my money, but where did it go? All the money, right? And I saw someone write about, hey, when the fires happened in California, I thought it would hurt the construction company. You got to think about it. The fires in California, a lot of companies already quit for that loss anyway. Even though the LA fires were bigger this time around, but most of the people already, next year there will be a fire in California. I lived in San Diego for 4 years. Every year, some fires may be bigger than others, but every year there's always a fire. So if you work in California, if you're a firefighter in California, it's like if you live in Miami, you know a hurricane is going to come. It comes every year, you know, and things like that, right? Or if you live in Tornado Alley, what you think is going to happen every year? A tornado. And it comes through, tears up stuff, so a lot of companies already quit for that loss, right? It's like a school teacher. They know they're not going to make as much money in the summer than they do for the rest of the year. So I don't know if that's true, but I'm just happy that you put it out there. Marijuana bubble, Peter Lee. My thing is marijuana stocks, how I look at them right now, especially me being here in Colorado. I look at marijuana and I would say, I'm waiting for the dust to clear. There's too many companies out here. There are weed stocks everywhere. Hey, thanks for that email. I'm going to definitely check that out. So when you go to the marijuana companies, the cream will rise to the top. Every industry is ran by three people. One, two, three, right?
Twitter and his signing IRL stream setup. Okay.
Yes. Peter, guess what? Yes, oversaturated. It's a bunch of marijuana companies in there. It's the same way I feel about cryptocurrencies. You know how many coins that are out there? You know, it's thousands, right? Some of you never heard of. So there are thousands of cryptocurrencies out there. There's so many. How can I choose the right one? But over time, just like anything else, there will come a time where the top one or two or three people will run the industry. And when those people rear their head, that's when I feel more comfortable to invest. Right now, there's so many weed companies.
They're in LA. They're all over Colorado. I probably can get a joint faster than I can get a gallon of gas, right? I can go get a joint, I can find a joint faster than the gas station here. So there's so many companies out here. But I think with that being said, it's too risky right now. I'm not smart enough. I know enough about the marijuana industry to go in and invest right now. If you're investing right now, it's very risky. But as time goes on, as the industry grows and matures, I think it becomes less riskier. And that's when I would probably look into that particular industry. For now, hands off. Unless I know something that nobody else knows that I'm privy to. It's marketing as an iPhone store for weed. Yeah, I've seen that. I think I've seen that out of Vegas. Weed is a little tricky since at the federal level, it's kind of tricky. Yeah, that's true. Same thing with Bitcoin, right? The big thing that has to happen is regulations with Bitcoin, right? They have to figure out what they want to do and how they want to regulate Bitcoin. So that's the way I'm going to look at it. So right now it's very risky, and I'm not interested in buying into the marijuana industry at this time. So you got to think about it. How will Bitcoin? Oh, another way I forgot, another gem for people that stuck around, gold. Gold is another one. When you look at gold over 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it moves like this. It's flatline, then it spikes, then it goes back down, then it spikes, then it goes. Is that you, Wes? Yep. Okay. Hey, how you doing? I'm running late. Yep. You want to say hey, everybody, again? This is my other side. This is... Tell everybody hey, Wes. Tell everybody hey.
Hey.
You got to get ready for school here, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So go get... You took a bath? Took a shower? That would sound like a yes to me.
Hey.
I said, that don't sound like a yes. So go take a shower, okay?
I already did.
You already what?
I already got to a shower.
You sure?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Okay. Well, go get ready for bed, okay?
Yep.
I'll be up in a minute. So, anyway, so when you look at gold spikes and gold goes back down. So what people do right now, while the economy is up, gold is down. When the economy comes down, gold goes up. So they move inverse with each other. So what people do is like now the economy, right now the stock market is high. People will purchase gold now. And as soon as the stock market starts to crash, you're going to see gold go up. And when gold goes up, they sell it, right? So because people will move out of stocks and equities, and they're moving to gold because gold is a more secure bet. So right now, people will buy gold. And as the stock market collapses, gold go up. And when gold goes up, they sell it. That's another strategy. But long term with commodities, you know, they usually get pretty flatline, you know. So that's my little elementary knowledge of it. So I know people use that in a way. That's another way that people do it. I may have to write that down. I forgot about gold. So, but anyway, I'm going to get out of here. As you can see, I think Wes is like, he wants to come see. For people that don't know, that's my son there, Wesley. And he's I saw somebody write, congratulations for the book. Thank you for the books. Everybody send me over an email. I know a couple people wrote me while here and told me different things, but I can't. I'm not going to remember everybody's email address off of the chat. So send me an email or drop me a comment below. And I definitely thank you guys for tuning on. So I'm still here. Stay tuned for the next. I didn't do a show this week because some things came up. So I didn't do a show, my show out of Hawaii. But hey, I'm still here. This is just as good. So you guys got the information, preparing for a down economy, the 7 ways to do it. And y'all got any questions? Hold on. Peter says, thank you for all the information. Peace and blessings to you and your family. Definitely, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, this is my... my wife here, Yolanda. She might be on here live. I don't know. Let me see. What's my role? This was fun. Yeah, definitely. Thank you for your time and expertise. Definitely appreciate it. This is my wife here. Yep, that's us a couple. I was slimmer too, huh? That's us a couple years ago. That's just one I just had. So, but yeah, definitely thank you guys for tuning, guys and ladies for tuning in. Share this. Tell your friends, tell your cousins, tell your mom and dad.
Give it a thumbs up if you like it. Until the next video, check us out on Facebook, The Investor Show. Check us out, The Investor Show, on Instagram. Check out The Investor Show on Twitter. You know, here on YouTube, podcast, The Investor Show on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you can find. We're probably around here somewhere. So thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Until the next video, podcast, or whatever you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. Thank you, Leslie. Defense. Okay. I was about to close out, but he said defense stocks. Defense stocks, to me, I know Darren. Let me get into my thing with the defense stocks. I know everybody's thinking defense stocks because of the airstrikes, but you got to think about it. We did these exact same airstrikes last year, right? I just feel like if the stock market crash, I think everything is going down. Except gold, commodities. I don't see any particular stock that's going to shoot up and be like, oh, because we're getting ready to, whatever the case may be, it's too uncertain right now. You know, we don't know. We did these exact same airstrikes in Syria last year. So just because we're doing them now, I think long-term defense stocks, but not right now with the down economy. I think they all going to get a slaughter. When the market recession and crash happens, everything is going to be red. Everybody. So that's my take on it. But anyway, now let's try this again. To the next video, podcast, or whatever you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out. Until the next time. Peace.